immigration is a topic that is currently and always has been very touchy for a lot of people, especially people within America who come here to try and achieve a better life. And I'm sure a lot of people at this school have family who have been immigrants or are currently going through the process of legalizing their immigration. The hope for a better life is something that a lot of people, especially within third world countries, struggle with when they have family or children more specifically. The threat to immigrants, unfortunately, is very real and is a very scary reality. A reality in which feeling like an outsider can cause more than just social rejection. I'd like to now talk about how immigrants have been seen as outsiders in the past, as well as a few examples. After World War II, the amount of refugees and asylum seekers drastically increased, as all across the world people were facing persecution, religiously, racially, everything imaginable, people unfortunately dealt with it. Asylum seekers would drastically skyrocket within the United States after people were being pushed out of their home countries. The International Refugee Crisis would create the UDHR Act, stating that everyone had the right to seek asylum from persecution, as persecution was endangering their own and family's lives. Unfortunately, this was an act that not everyone would like, and some people would actively try and get rid of it. Or worse, they would try and hurt innocent people, based off of the fact that they were simply different from them, and that they were, quote-unquote, taking their jobs. Similarly, a few years after World War II, in 1948, the U.S. would increase the cap on the allowance of refugees into the United States. The U.S. would agree to resettle 135,000 refugees and take in 300,000 from Indochina. The next example I'm going to talk about is something that is very sad and very heartbreaking, as it has happened within the last few years, and it is something that I don't wish on anybody. In more recent years, the Trump administration's policy would lead to an increase in racism in the 21st century, as the threat of terrorism was heightened, as the attack of 9/11 had only happened a decade or so prior. When the Trump administration decided to cap off the number of refugees allowed in the U.S., he stated that was for purposes of limiting the threat of terrorism. But in reality, this was most likely racism on the Trump administration's part. This would cause the danger for immigrants to become heightened, as in the last 4 years, refugees have crossed state lines and subsequently been separated from their children, of which were supposed to be sent to government organizations, but in reality were lost in the system and have never been returned to their families. This would cause families seeking refuge to rethink how they would be treated within the U.S. and if it was really any better than their previous place of residence. They already felt like outsiders in their previous country, and coming to the U.S. was supposed to ease that feeling, when in reality, that unfortunately wouldn't be the case. And yes, in the Trump administration's defense, the threat of terrorism is a very real possibility, and that is something that we have to be aware of. And it's something we should be thinking of when letting people across the border, yes. But that does not mean that anyone deserves to have their human rights taken away, to have their children taken away. The rights we have simply for being born as humans should never be confiscated by crossing country lines. Separating children from parents is a cruel manner of trying to control immigrants. These children are being lost in the system, scared and alone. Some of these children will never find their parents again and will remain lost in the system forever. And as these children grow up, they will feel outcasted within their own government simply because of the color of their skin or where they came from. And this will cause developmental issues as they grow older. Even after this policy was stopped, children are still, to this day, being separated as of right now, simply because of people's dislike for refugees and immigrants. being an outsider doesn't just mean feeling alone. Being an outsider doesn't just mean not belonging. Sometimes being an outsider can have ramifications that can be dangerous to the lives of certain people. Refugees, in this case, who are sent back to parts of Mexico that are listed on the Do Not Travel list in the U.S., refugees who are already vulnerable enough are being sent to horrible and cruel parts of the country where who knows what goes down. The fact of being an outsider shouldn't be based off of someone trying to create a better life for themselves or their family. And refugees, asylum seekers, are no less human than anyone. Illegal immigrants are no less human than any person in the United States. And this isn't an opinion. This is a fact that we should all be aware of. A fact that every person should know and agree with.